Starts to open up, amen, and just It's exciting, you know. It gives me great joy, amen. I'm an emotional person, amen. And, you know, so when I was reading and things just started to open up, and again, I want to be brief, but when things started to open up, it just brings tears to my eyes and how amazing God is. God is so good. And I wasn't planning on going down this road right here, but when I was studying, I was reading, something opened up that really I think goes unnoticed a lot of times for myself, and I think for many of us when we read this. Amen. So if we want to stand together, amen, and if we want to turn to Luke, the 8th chapter, we know this. We've read it a million times. Amen. But maybe when I say this, maybe it opens up for you also the same way it opened up for me. Luke chapter 8, we're going to start at verse 41 and we're going to read through verse 55. Amen. We're going to read that together. Amen. And then after we read that, amen, and then I'm just going to go back through it and just start to talk about it a little bit before we go on to a few other scriptures. Amen. But I want to just start by let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, oh God, I just thank you, oh God, just for the opportunity, Lord Jesus, to be before your people, oh God, and to preach your word, Lord. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for your love, oh God. I thank you for your mercy and your grace and your kindness, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your awesome power, oh God. I thank you for your presence, oh God, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you just stop by here in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Just touch, oh God, touch the words that I speak, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, for they are the words from you, Lord Jesus, the words of eternal life, Lord. For this we pray, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If we have it, we can say amen.
Amen.
If you don't have it, it's on the screen here. Amen. We're going to start at verse 41. Let us read. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet, and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him, and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with them said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is one of the more popular miracles that we hear preached across the country and across the nations. Amen. About the miracle of this lady having such faith. Amen. And she had an issue of blood for 12 years, and she had gone on to physicians, and she couldn't be healed, but she had something in her, and she had a desire and a tenacity and a faith that was unwavering, said, if I could just get to Jesus, if I can just, I don't even have to touch him. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, amen, if my faith tells me that I'm going to be made whole, amen, and that's such a powerful thing that went on. But within this, two things happened here. We have that great miracle, but if we watch the start and watch the end, we see something else happen. So if we go back to verse 41, and behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. So he was a man that had stature. Amen. He was a ruler. Amen. And he was the first that approached and came to Jesus. Amen. And watched the need that he had. He fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he will come into his house. Well, why? For he had one only daughter, and she was just about 12 years old. So she had a little, he had a little girl, and she lay and she was dying. But as he went, people were thronging Jesus. There were so many because they had heard about the miracles that Jesus was performing. Amen. And they just wanted to get to Jesus. And that's when this lady with the issue of blood came in. Amen. But I want to submit something to you for a topic. Amen. And this topic on this afternoon is that he's not too busy.
Right.
Amen. Our God is not too busy. We serve an awesome God that, amen, there's so many things going on. Amen. And you might think in your small mind that maybe your problem, he can't mess with it because he has so many things going on. There's people with such bigger needs. Amen. There's people dying. There's people who are dying of cancer. There's people that have been in accidents. There's people that are being persecuted. God doesn't have time for my little need. Amen. But I want you to understand on this afternoon, I don't know whatever your need is. I want you to understand on this afternoon that he is not too busy. Amen. So amen, as we read this, we understand there was a man of stature. Amen. And I need you to understand this. It makes no difference how big or how small you are. If you have a problem and you have faith when you bring it to Jesus, amen, he's not too busy. You know, so we read through when the lady touched him and she was healed, but amen, I don't want to dwell on what happened with that because we hear about that all the time and we understand the mighty work that happened within that. Amen. So right after this happened, and he said unto her, daughter, in verse 48, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Now what happens in verse 49, amen, ties into what happened earlier in the verses. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house. Amen. Somebody came running to him, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. Said it's too late now. Amen. While he was over healing and touching this lady who had the issue of blood, amen, time had gone by. Amen. And while that time went by, I need you to understand, please don't bother Jesus anymore. Amen. Because your daughter is dead now. Now we can go take care of those other things. Amen. But something happened. Amen. While this was being communicated, amen, Jesus, his ear was in tune to what was going on. He was in touch with what was going on. And in verse 50 says, but when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Now I understand that there's some things in our lives that have just been debilitating us, amen. And I know we understand that there's so many things going on in the church, amen. And there's this miracle happening, and we have the flea markets, and we have everything going on. There's not time for my little problem. I've been dealing with this for some time now. But you have to understand, amen, God is in touch with our feelings. Amen. God is in touch with what's going on. Amen. So in verse 50, amen, but when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying, fear not. came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. So at that point, he was leaving some people out, amen, because everybody wasn't prepared for what was about to happen.
Right.
Everybody's faith wasn't catching hold of what God was about to do.
Right.
Why? Because this young 12-year-old girl is dead now. Amen. So there are going to be some doubters who say, you've been going through that for the longest time. You've been having problems in your marriage for the longest time. You've been dealing with that issue in your body for the longest time. Amen. But you have to understand that, again, God is in touch with what you're going through. God is in touch with your physical. He's in touch with your emotional. He's in touch with your mental. Amen. So, verse 52, and all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleeping. Why? Because Jesus entered into the building.
All right.
Something was about to take place. And here's what happened in verse 53. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. That's why he had to start weeding some people out.
Right.
Because there's some people who just don't know the God that we serve. There's some people that just can't understand. Hallelujah. But the God we serve, amen, he raised the dead.
Yes.
He healed the blind.
Right.
Amen. He delivered us from sickness. Amen. We have people in our own church right now that have been delivered from leukemia and cancer and things alike. Why? Because we serve an awesome God.
Yes.
Amen. But when he's ready to move, you have to understand that some people sometimes that you need to start moving aside.
All right.
Because they're not ready.
Yes.
And they're just going to bring you down. Why? You don't need anybody without faith around you.
Woo.
Amen. I remember Sister Maggie, amen, when she was going through, amen, she didn't want to deal with any of her family members because there was a lot of negativity there. Amen. And there were so many powers of the influence of the power of the adversary,
right,
that were there. She only wanted people surrounding her that had faith. He only wants people surrounding him that are understanding what's about to take place,
yeah,
and that their faith can catch hold to what's about to take place here. And he put them all out. That's what we have to do sometimes with some friends. We have to put them out because they're not ready to move when God said it's time to move. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he put them out and took her by the hand and called, saying, Man, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat. Amen. I want us to understand on this afternoon, Church of God, God is not too busy.
All
right. Amen. I understand there's so many things going on. Amen. But all you have to do is cry out to the Lord. You have to move things and people out the way. And you have to sometimes go and find Jesus where he's at. Amen. He's not too far. Amen. The Bible says his hand is not too short that it cannot save, and his ear is not too heavy that it cannot hear. But something happens when he starts to hear the people of God start to cry and call out to him and say, Jesus. Amen. His ear starts to be in tune. Amen. With your call. Why? Because he's not too busy to hear your humble cry. Amen. I don't even want to go into everything that I have. I'm gonna skip some of this. Let's go right into Mark. Amen. Mark the 10th chapter. Amen. And we're familiar with this as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody got any tissue? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark. We're gonna Mark the 10th chapter. We're gonna go into verse 46. We're gonna start with verse 46. Amen. And we've heard this before. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And they, let's see, in verse, Mark 10 chapter, verse 46. Amen. Verse 46 reads, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, But the more they charged him, he cried the more a great deal, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Hallelujah. Why? He heard that Jesus was coming. And that he was on the side of the road, on the side of the highway, begging. But something was going on. He heard all this commotion. He was blind, so he couldn't see. But he heard all this commotion. What is going on? He hears that Jesus of Nazareth is coming. He said, "Jesus, hallelujah, I need you, Lord. Have mercy on me." Hallelujah. Some people tried to shut him up. Hallelujah. But they didn't understand. The more they tried to shut him up, why? Because he became desperate. And sometimes, when we have to become desperate, I don't know what you're going through. You know what you're going through, though. Sometimes I don't understand. Sometimes the pastor's not going to understand. I can't do something for you sometimes. And there's times when the pastor can't do anything for you. You might be out there and start yelling, "Jesus." Why? Because you hear that Jesus is coming through. Amen. You might be at the front doors of the church. Why? Knowing that the church doors are going to open at 12 o'clock. You might just be, you know, moaning and crying, "Jesus, I need thee." And I might be coming to you as a church. I don't understand what's going on with you. So I might back up a little and say, "Oh, something wrong with that young brother. Something wrong with that sister." Why? I don't understand everything that's going on with you. But when you get desperate, you don't care who's around. You don't care who you're offending. You don't care if you're at the bus stop. You don't care if you're on the job. When you need a touch from Jesus, when you've been blind your whole life, when you've been blinded, and you know you're on your way to hell, amen, when you hear that Jesus is coming, when you hear the word of the Lord, it's a time to get desperate and say, "I don't care who doesn't understand. I don't care how foolish I look. I need thee, oh God. Have mercy on me, Son of David, Jesus. I need thee, Lord Jesus. Every hour, I need thee." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that he should hold his peace. But he cried no more. He cried louder, a great deal, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Yes. And in verse 49, something happened. Now there were so many people with Jesus, and there was throngs of people all about him. Why? Because they heard of the miracles. So there was a lot of commotion. But again, his ear was in tune to the call. Hallelujah. When you get desperate, God starts to hear you. He understands. He sees your heart. He knows there's a need right there. Amen. In verse 49, and Jesus stood still. Hallelujah. Now that's saying something. When you have God just stop in his tracks, there's so much healing that needs to happen. There's deliverance that needs to take place. But when he starts to see your humble cry, and you start to cry out with all your heart, amen, and when you stop the Lord, amen, something special has just happened. Amen. So when he stopped them, amen, in verse 50, what verse am I in? Amen. 49. And they called the blood, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee." I stand here to tell you on this afternoon, be of good comfort. Rise, because he's calling you. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about everything you've been going through. You have to turn it over to Jesus. Hallelujah. He's ready to heal you, but he needs you to get desperate sometimes. He needs you to call from the depth of your soul and say, "Jesus, have mercy on me. I understand. I've been walking with you for some time, Lord, but still I've been blinded. I've been doing what I wanted to do, Lord Jesus. But right now, Jesus, I need thee, oh God. Every hour, Lord Jesus, I need thee. Have mercy on me." So I'm here to tell you, rise, be of good cheer. Why? Because he's here to hear your cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's here to hear your cry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. And be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight.
Yes.
And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do I have anybody out here with any faith? Even if it's this small, do I have any witnesses that have just a little faith that's ready to walk out and step out on their faith and just start to get desperate and just cry out for Jesus? Say, Jesus, I need thee. Say, Jesus, have mercy on me, Lord Jesus. I don't deserve it, Lord, but I need you, Lord Jesus. Have mercy on me, Lord Jesus. Have mercy on me, Lord Jesus. I can't see. I've been blind for so long.
Hallelujah.
I've been dealing with this for so long. But Lord Jesus, I'm ready to step out on faith, Lord. Lord, I know I hear that people are worshiping you. People are praising you. I've come into the doors of the church before, and your spirit, your presence has been there, and I've just sat there, oh God. The minister talked about pride. I had too much pride. Amen. And I sat there, and your spirit has come and gone, and I've been back, and it's come and gone. But Lord Jesus, I hear that your spirit is here. I feel your presence, oh God. So I'm standing here today, Lord Jesus, and I'm ready just to cry out and say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, Lord Jesus. I need thee, oh God. I'm blind, Lord Jesus. I need you, oh God, to help me see, Lord. Hallelujah. And there's one more situation I want to take us to with them before I end. We're going to go to Luke. Amen. We're going to go to Luke, the 19th chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is just another one that we know. Amen. We're going to start in verse 1. And we're not even going to read the whole context of it. Amen. And in verse 1, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Amen. He was on a mission again. Amen. I submit to you on this afternoon, Church of God. Amen. He's not too busy.
Yeah.
He's not too. Yes, he's working. Yes, why? Because the adversary's working.
Yeah.
And he ain't going to stop.
Right.
Amen. He's trying to take all this with him. Amen. So yes, our Savior is busy. But he's not too busy to hear our humble cry. Amen. So again, he was busy. He entered the path to Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. He needed to see Jesus.
Yeah.
He was short. The odds were against him.
Yeah.
He was little in stature. There were so many hundreds of people around him. So he said, I have to figure out a way. I have to do something. And saints of God, we have to figure out a way. We have to do something. We can't do the same thing and expect something different. Amen. If you get desperate, you have to step your game up. Amen. Desperate things call for desperate measures. Amen. When you get desperate, it calls for desperate measures. So you might be a saint that sometimes only attends church on Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon. When you get desperate, you might have to throw it on a Friday. You might have to stop it on a Monday and a Wednesday and pray with the saints of God, because desperate things call for desperate measures. Amen.
Yes.
So we have to get desperate. Zacchaeus here, amen, we see was desperate. Odds were against him.
Yeah.
Amen. There was no way that he was going to be able to see Jesus if he didn't get desperate. So he climbed up in a sycamore tree, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Why? Because he got desperate. Amen. When we get desperate for God, we're going to make haste. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to be ready to receive him joyfully.
Right.
We're going to step into the place of God. Amen. And we're going to come in with joy on our lips. Amen. And a praise in our heart. Amen. Why? Because we got desperate, and when we reached out and when we called for Jesus, amen, and we realized that he met us, amen, and that he opened up our eyes, amen, then that's when we can start to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. That's when he's going to come in and he's going to rest in our house. He's not talking about a physical house. He's talking about, amen, our place of worship. Our body is the temple of God. That's when God can come in, amen, Amen. And he can be our God, and we can be his true people. Amen. But we have to get desperate, saints of God. But I just want to encourage you on this afternoon, amen, that God is not too busy. I know he has a lot going on. We all understand that, amen. He's answering prayers over in Russia and in the Ukraine and in Africa and everywhere. Amen. But he's not too busy to hear your humble cry. Amen. Is there anything too hard for God? Amen. Is there anything too hard for God? On this afternoon, I submit to you, church, though there's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, though there's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. Amen. Saints of God. Amen. We have to get desperate. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We've been in this place too long. Amen. We've been in the same place. Amen. We're not moving forward. We're not moving backward. Amen. We're lukewarm. Amen. And we need to start to get desperate.
Yes.
We need to cry out to Jesus. Why? Because things are happening. Amen. We can't stay in the same place. Amen. And think that that's going to be okay. He said, I'd rather you be cold or hot. Don't stay in the middle. Because when you stay in the middle, amen, he said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth.
Right.
Amen. He wants you to make a choice.
Right.
Amen. And when you're making a choice, sometimes, again, it gets to a point where you need to start to become desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I don't care who's looking. I don't care who you offend. You can't care who you offend. Amen. They'll get it later. Amen. And if they don't, we'll pray for them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you have to make your way. We have to make our way to the Lord. We have to be in a situation, saints of God, where God can come in and sup with us, and he can be our God, and we can be his people, and we can have a joy in our hearts. Amen. And a praise on our lips. Amen. I'm tired of coming up here. Can I be honest for a second? I'm tired of coming up here, and I don't know what the mood of the atmosphere is going to be. Amen. Amen. And we come up to do praise and worship. Sometimes spirit is so high, and other times it's hard. Amen. Can I be serious?
Amen.
Amen. So that when you have a spirit of discernment, that says that there's a lot going on. Amen. Amen. There's a lot going on. And that's all right, because we're in the right place. Amen.
Amen.
As long as you're in the house of God, amen, you're in the game. As long as we have breath, you're in the game.
Amen.
Now, don't just be in the game. Step up the game.
All right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because the adversary is fighting against you.
Yes.
Amen. And he would have it that he'd take all of us with him. Amen. But God's on our side, saints of God. Amen. And he's not too busy to hear our humble cry.
Amen.
Minister, hallelujah.